I made a statement which I hope is not indiscreet, and I want to tell you about it, though. I said that this, in my opinion, assures health care bill next year, and a good one, that this will permit you to take the issue to the people and seek a mandate, which I'm confident you will receive.
Good.
And I wanted you to know that I had said that.
Or you just had no agreement.
Had no agreement, that's right. There was only one change this morning. Senator Byrd, who yesterday at
passed, he went long.
Changed his vote to recede. But George was there. Russell didn't show up. But George voted his proxy. And so four of us voted to insist upon the Senate position.
That's one.
And we have adjourned, not subject to the call of care, but subject to consultation by Senator Byrd and Wilbur, if the Congress should return after the election.
That's
but
good.
The sentiment to adjourn up here is quite high on both sides. So I think you can take this issue to the people, and that we will get a good health plan next year. What they were trying desperately to do is to drive through just the Social Security benefits and leave health care standing bare and alone.
That's
so
awful.
Now we'll put it together in a package.
That's right. Now, you don't think then we ought to try to recess, or you don't think we ought to try to call them back after the election? See, we've already passed it in the Senate. Now, we might not pass it in the Senate anymore. If we lose Moss, and if we lose McGee, and we lose New York, three or four of these places, we might just not have the votes. New York wouldn't make any difference, but some of the other places would, and Moss would, and McGee would, and some of those. Now, we've got it passed, and I can call on Congress back in November, but we don't have to cross that till the 15th.
All right.
And after the election, everybody's through, but you give a little thought to it, and we'll talk later.
Well, I'll abide by your decision on that.
Yeah, but I want
I'm
your
ready
judgment.
To do it either time.
I want your judgment. If we'll have to see how the election comes out, I guess, see if we think we'll have trouble passing the Senate again. Might get it back. Now the next thing, Baltimore Sun's got a full story on Tennessee. It's very distressing this morning, written by a very accurate reporter, Ferguson, and he slants it toward Goldwater. And he says the backlash and civil rights is such, and I gather that they're not too head up about the TVA sale, and he thinks that he in effect says that last time we lost it on religion, this time we're going to lose it on Negro.
Well, Mr. President, the Goldwater a month ago, I'm sorry to say, was way ahead. I think it's a real tough battle now, and my suitcase is packed. I'm leaving here within an hour, and I'm giving it everything I have. I introduced Hubert down there the other night in Memphis, and
he says a lot depends on whether we get the Negro vote out in Memphis. They're 90,000 registered, but they don't figure half of them vote.
Well, that's the trouble with Negroes everywhere.
Yeah.
And the white registration is running big in Memphis. We've got a Birchite element down there that's very bad, and you remember Cliff came within 1,200 of being defeated by a Republican 2 years ago. My opponent comes from Memphis. They're going to vote one-fifth of the vote of the entire state in Memphis this time. About nearly 300,000 people are registered to vote in that city alone.
Now, the Scripps Howard has both papers, and they're both for us, aren't they?
That's right, and we're going to, I think we're going to carry the state.
Do you reckon they're going to activate them?
The papers?
Yep.
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed.
Most of them just ran an editorial, and that's all they've done.
Well, now, the big paper in Memphis, Frank Algren, is going to be real active for you. He was one of those who early was advocating that the chain go for you.
Should I call him?
You should, by all means.
All right. Now,
You remember you met him out at my apartment one night.
Yeah, I sure did.
And then he's visited you in the White House.
That's right. All right, now you let me know what else, Albert, I ought to be doing, and you keep me in touch because there's not anybody that I'm more interested in than myself and you. So anything that I can do, it'll be done. And any little things that we can do here to add to your stature, we sure want to do it. And I sure want to do the best I can down there. So you just pick up the phone and call me. Don't be modest about it.
You're very kind. I want you to know that I'm enjoying being on the team.
Well, I know it, and I appreciate it, and I'm grateful, and I always feel that way, and I'm glad that we got all that underbrush cut out, and we'll just fight it out, and we'll go to victory.
Now, tell me, I want you to come down there very badly. I want you to be in as many places as possible, but at the very least, at Nashville and Memphis.
I'll talk to Jack Glennie and see what his schedule is. He got me every day of the election. We'll see, and I'll sure try to.
Okay. Bye.